This morning's session enhanced our appreciation for Jesus and the precious treasures found in God's Word. We also learned how we can improve our prayers. Our kingdom songs are another way that we can praise Jehovah. Do you participate fully in this important part of our worship? How can you deepen your appreciation for our songs and improve the quality of your singing? Listen as Brother Sean Eady presents the part entitled, Sing Praises in Imitation of Jesus.
The main purpose of our being is to glorify and praise our Creator, Jehovah God. One important way Jesus glorified and praised his Father is through song. Why though song? Well, we know that music is a powerful force. It's on our mind and our heart. It has this effect. Our emotions are stirred and our feelings are brought up to the surface. Music can calm us, it can stir us, it can lift up our spirits. It can express both our joys and our sorrows. What examples of singing do we have from God's Word in Bible times? Well, let's think about one. How would you and I react after a powerful miracle was performed by Jehovah to save our life from imminent death? Would you be grateful? Absolutely. Beyond words alone, no doubt. Would you burst into song? Well, let's look at the example of the Israelites. After Jehovah delivered them from the Egyptian army at the Red Sea, know what happened here in Exodus chapter 15 and verses 1 and 2. That's Exodus chapter 15 and verses 1 and 2. It says, at that time Moses and the Israelites sang this song to Jehovah. Let me sing to Jehovah, for he has become highly exalted. The horse and his rider he has hurled into the sea. My strength and my might is Jah, since he has become my salvation. This is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. The grateful Israelites burst into song on that occasion. But who, though, took the lead in the singing? Well, note here in verse 21 that it was the men who took the lead in singing of the song, even though that song was just composed and it was unfamiliar to them. Look in verse 21. Miriam sang in response to the men, sing to Jehovah, for he has become highly exalted. The horse and its rider he has hurled into the sea. Here was Miriam responding to the lead of the singing of the men at that time amongst the Israelites. And by means of this victory song, the Israelites showed their heartfelt gratitude to Jehovah for what he had done for them. Now, over the next 1,000 years, songs were added to the sacred repertoire until the psalm book consisted of 150 songs of praise that we know as the Book of Psalms in the Bible. Now, when we think of Jesus' example, how did Jesus set a noteworthy example in singing? Well, note what occurred after the Lord's evening meal in Matthew chapter 26 and verse 30. That's Matthew chapter 26 and verse 30. Here it says, finally, after singing praises, they went out to the Mount of Olives. So Jesus and his disciples sang praises to Jehovah God. Now think about Jesus as the Son of God, a perfect man with a perfect voice, singing there. And the apostles were singing with him. Were they intimidated by Jesus' perfect voice? No. Why? They wanted to sing songs of praise. The night before Jesus died, He and his disciples likely sang from Psalms 113 to 118. And by Jesus' time, these psalms, which were termed the Hallow Psalms, were sung during the Passover celebration. Now, that designation, Hallow Psalms, refers to their repeated use of the exclamation, Hallelujah, which means praise Jah. Jah is a short and poetic form of Jehovah, the name of the Most High God. So why did Jesus and his disciples sing on that occasion? It was to praise Jehovah God. Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 15, we see from Paul's words here too that singing was apparently a regular part of worship among the early Christians. And in the book, The History of Music, it stated this. It says, singing in public and private worship was a matter of course for the early Christians. For Jewish converts, this was a continuance of synagogue customs. In addition to the Hebrew Psalms, the new faith tended constantly to produce new hymns. So it was a regular feature of their worship. We see another biblical example in Acts 16:25, where Paul and Silas, after having been beaten and imprisoned in Philippi, how did they respond to that? Didn't it say they were praying and praising God with song? Now why sing again in those circumstances? To praise Jehovah and draw strength from the words that they were singing. Paul recognized the benefits of song. That's why he gave this exhortation in regards to singing. What was that exhortation? Well, turn to Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16, it says, "Let the word of the Christ reside in you richly in all wisdom. Keep on teaching and encouraging one another with psalms, praises to God, spiritual songs sung with gratitude, singing in your hearts to Jehovah." Did you notice there Paul's counsel? With gratitude, to sing with gratitude, with feeling from our hearts. Now, we could really say that gratitude is the memory of the heart. So what was Paul encouraging? He was encouraging Christians to remember all that Jehovah has done, is doing, and will do in the future. Now, our God certainly deserves to be praised. At Psalm 68 and verse 4, the opening line says, "Sing to God, sing praises to His name." Again, why? Well, think about what has Jehovah done in the past? What's He doing now? What will He do for His people? Thus, we see that music is really an important part of our worship today. You know, our brothers and sisters in modern times, too, have shown their love and appreciation for music and singing songs of praise. We have one sister in the Ukraine, Sister Fudun, who related during an interview about the time when they were being forcibly removed from their homes in the Ukraine to Siberia. They were removed without their goods, their belongings. They didn't know what was going to happen. What did they do? She said, "We knew songs when we were on the train and we began to sing. We sang all the songs that we knew, the songs from the songbook. They passed other trains. What did they hear? Their brothers singing. It encouraged them, strengthened them. They said there were many songs that they remembered. Many songs were written in those train cars. They gave them encouragement, and it put them in the proper frame of mind. Such songs really directed their attention to Jehovah." Don't we recognize these songs of praise as being powerful? If we were on that train with our brothers and sisters, would we have known the songs? And would we have sung the songs from our heart? No doubt we would. Now, in most congregations today, it's not possible for everyone to give a talk or to comment at each congregation meeting. But what can all of us share in? It's possible for all of us to be involved in singing our songs of praise to Jehovah, those kingdom songs. Thereby, we're having a direct share in praising our great God, Jehovah. So we worship both in song and prayer. Do we have Jesus' view of singing with the congregation, though? You know, it's true. In some cultures, men are embarrassed to sing in public. Do we as a man think it's unmanly to sing? Perhaps. But then we can think back of Jesus' example together with the apostles. Do you think they at all thought it was unmanly to sing, to praise God? When we sing or pray, who is it for? Who are we praising? It's not about us. And our reluctance to sing can affect the whole congregation. We might think, how so? Well, the congregation as a whole can hold back in how they sing out if the men don't take the lead. They may view singing as less important part of our worship. Also, at times we see brothers with responsibility. And what happens? Well, maybe they feel the song is the time that they need to care for some other what they feel is necessary business. But what does that do? Well, it can have a negative impact on the congregation. They may not feel that the singing part of our program, our worship, is as important. So will we as brothers here today take the lead in our singing, our worship of our God in our congregations? Why, though, do some hold back? Well, some publishers hold back from singing because they don't have a pleasant singing voice. Do we feel inadequate to sing? Well, think about this. The woods would be a very quiet place if only the birds that sang the best sang. James 3 and 2 also says that when regards of our speech, we all stumble many times. Does that prevent us from speaking? I think all of us have to be honest and say not at all. Should concerns over the quality of our voice prevent us from singing? Well, just as we can improve the quality of our speaking voice by following suggestions given at our Theocratic Ministry School, it's possible to improve the quality of our singing voice. How can we do so? Well, the breath really energizes our voice when we speak or sing, much as electricity powers a light bulb. So good breath lights up our voice. It enables us to sing better. To improve breath control, we can try these three things. The first thing is this. Select one of your favorite songs from the song book. So that's easy. Secondly, in one breath, speak all the words in a single phrase with a strong, confident voice. And then third, then sing that phrase with the same vibrancy, with the same life. Did we note that? First, select one of your favorite songs from the song book. Second, in one breath, speak all the words in a single phrase with a strong, confident voice. And then third, sing that phrase with the same vibrancy. Another suggestion that we can do when singing, open our mouth a little bit wider than when speaking. Try also to create more space inside our mouth when we sing. In that way, our voice will sound much warmer. Some have improved their singing voices by humming while doing chores. Now, we might ask, how does humming help us? Well, it smooths out the tone of our voice. When we hum, we can go through our full vocal range and stretch our limits, which can assist our voice to reach its full range, hitting both the low and high notes used in our songs of worship. Something else that we can do is practice. It's important for us to practice singing. So if we're home alone, or we're in our car, or maybe we have the type of job at work where we have some time alone, could we practice there? How about together with our family and family worship programs? Are we practicing? Or for recreation when we get together with our brothers and sisters? All of these things can help us to improve our singing. You know those singers that we listen to in the vocal renditions, CDs or music, and we recognize how well they sing? Did you note that most of them have no professional singing? How do they get so good? Well, they practice. That's the main thing. They might have some natural talent, but they practice, and that's what improves their voice. Another thing that you and I can do is review the suggestions in the December 2014 JW broadcast. That too will help us. Now, those in our congregations with fine voices should not be discouraged from modestly singing out. A strong voice gives a fine support to the congregation. Don't we appreciate those strong voices, maybe even as we learn our new songs? However, for most of us, isn't it true? We don't sing with exceptional skill. But there's a good thing for us to remember. Loud singing is not necessarily the same as good singing. It's true. Whether it's talking about me or you. What's the effect sometimes if we're really loud above the rest of the congregation? It's distracting for one thing. Sometimes it throws others off. And isn't it true? Attention gets focused on the individual rather than on the words that we're singing or the praise we're giving our God Jehovah. So what should we do? Make an adjustment. Try to match our volume with those nearby. Even if our better judgment moves us to keep our voice at the level that is not disruptive, we can still be singing loudly to Jehovah. Where? In our heart. So it's essential we have the proper attitude. Our singing's to praise Jehovah and encourage our brothers and sisters. If we remember that, we're not going to be overly concerned how the brother or the sister next to us, what they're thinking about our voice. We're going to focus on not holding back, giving our best. Why is that the important thing? Well, look at 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse 12. For if the readiness is there first, it is especially acceptable according to what a person has, not according to what a person does not have. You know, you and I, we each have something to give when it comes to our singing. And maybe we can think of it this way. Think of a pearl that comes from an oyster. An oyster, it secretes a fluid that encompasses an irritant, and it transforms that irritant into a beautiful pearl. Now, our imperfect voice may at times seem like an irritant to us, but by singing beautiful words of praise to Jehovah accompanied by powerful music, our voice and our heart are a beautiful pearl in Jehovah's eyes if we make every effort to sing to the best of our ability. Now, brothers and sisters, we wanted to commend you for being seated today for that beautiful musical program that we saw here at 1:25 p.m. today. Didn't we appreciate that? Our having been here and done so shows appreciation for the efforts of the members of the Watchtower Orchestra. Twice a year, those brothers and sisters travel at their own expense to Paterson, New York, in order to produce beautiful music for our enjoyment. Now, just what is involved? The following video will give us an idea. Let us watch it. What a beautiful video. And we truly do appreciate the efforts of our brothers and sisters to provide that music for us. Now, when we think back about the psalmist, they weren't not reticent or inhibited or shy about openly expressing themselves in song. And may we be that way. May we recognize music's powerful effect on our minds and our hearts and our bodies. And may we use it generously and wisely. Again, maybe we can think about it this way. We see one beautiful rose in a green field. We recognize its beauty. 50 or 100 together, that beauty's enhanced. How about when 4,417 dwell together, as we saw this morning with our songs of praise? Isn't that beauty to Jehovah enhanced? Well, Psalm 28, verse 7, the psalmist wrote, "Jehovah is my strength and my shield, and my heart rejoices. So I will praise him with my song." Thus, may you and I imitate Jesus in singing praises to our great God, Jehovah, both now and for every day into this future.
Thank you for heightening our appreciation for our songs and for the Watchtower Orchestra, which produces such beautiful music for our enjoyment.